Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Williston, North Dakota. I'm your host, Sean Wenko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office, and today's guest we have with us is Hunter Berg. He's the Executive Director of Williston State College Foundation. Hunter, great to have you on the podcast. Hey,
thanks for having me. I'm anxious to be a part of this.
Well, let's get, you know, I want to get into a little bit of your background, though. Sure. You know, where you came from, how you ended up in Williston. I know, but let's tell the listeners a little bit.
Sure. Well, I consider myself a Williston area native. I grew up on a farm about 45 miles north of here, the communities of Zoll and Granora. And, you know, my ties to Williston became right after high school. I came here to go to college, went here for 2 years, and it was absolutely the best experience of my life. Had wonderful, wonderful instructors and just the people of the community. I was in Williston because we were so close. This was kind of the area to come shopping and all those entertainment type things. But when I came here to college, I just got to know more and more people. And, you know, our college has a motto, the people make the difference. And for me, it really was. I couldn't say enough good things about the instructors, the staff, everybody in the community that supported me during my first two college years. And from there, went to school at 2 years at UND and came right back. Williston, I think, has always been home to me, or at least the area. Still is. I love this place. And so my work in Williston started right after college. I thought I had a career in banking and went into a couple of years there trying some different things, but ended up kind of getting tied back into the athletic world. Yep. And that started me with the college and coached there for 10 years, was the AD for a few of those years, and now I've moved on to the foundation. So yeah, Williston's home to me. It always has been, and I'm pretty sure it always will be.
Well, you know, talking about Williston State College, what a transformation we've seen over the last even 15 years. You know, just because, you know, with the growth of Williston and you know, through, you know, the past presidents and our current president, how they have fought to you know, see improvements to the college. And, you know, it's just tremendous, you know, and again, just the changes has been crazy. But playing a big part of that is the foundation. Sure. Let's explain a little bit to the listeners, what is the Williston State College Foundation?
Sure. Well, it's got a long history, and it almost coincided with the beginning of the college. You know, to give a small little brief history of Williston State College, in the mid-1950s, there was a concentrated group of people here in Williston in our community that wanted a college. We thought Williston needs a college, and they put a lot of work into making it happen. And once the college was developed, there was not only the people that supported it in thought, but wanted to support it financially. And so they wanted a way to get their dollars to work at the college. And so the foundation was established to help facilitate that. Money comes into the foundation to support the college. And that's our role. But since then, you know, our growth has been absolutely phenomenal. And much of the change you see in the campus is probably credited to the Williston State College Foundation. However, I'd say that I really feel the foundation just helped that process along. Really, the people that believe in our college made it all happen. Now, it was through the foundation, but it's donor driven. Our foundation doesn't generate much on our own. It's always the people behind it in the community that have supported the foundation saying, I want this to go towards the college in this area. So that's really what we do, is we help. Our mission is to support the college. We listen to them, look to them for advice. We always have the student focus. And for most of our dollars, it comes to the students in forms of scholarships. But those are all driven from people who in the past believed that this town needs a college and wanted to support the students of our area to get a good education up here at the college.
Well, and you brought up, that's what's great about this region. You look at is that the people themselves in the region, they're not afraid to invest in themselves or invest in the community. And you go back, the college is a great example. I want to even say you go back to the old Plainsman Hotel.
Yeah.
when the community needed a hotel, that was an example of coming together. And then, you know, same thing too, when we look at things started kicking off. I mean, the public wasn't afraid to put a, you know, 1 cent sales tax for Parks and Rec. We built a state of the art recreation facility. So, I mean, it's just kudos to the people of the region out there that they invest back into their community. And the foundation is one of them, because I'll tell you, from a business development standpoint, people look at, you know, you're looking at healthcare, you're looking at education, you're looking at public safety. You know, all that stuff comes into play when I'm sitting down with these businesses. in the college is a big one, because, you know, good example is the industry. If they want to bring more corporate, more of a corporate presence up here, mm-hmm. that's a big question. You know, when people come up of the professional level, they want to know where their kids, you know, what are the educational opportunities? One huge thing, when you talk about the foundation and you support the college, you know, you've talked about scholarships and how it comes back to students in a way. What are some examples of how you support the students? That's, you know, we're going to get into this because it's pretty unique what you guys offer, and I'm going to let you explain it. But let's talk a bit about those scholarships and how that supports students.
Sure. Almost all of what we do to support the students is in the form of the scholarships. And again, I mentioned donors. Much of that, almost all of it, is donor driven. Years ago, especially a handful of families made gifts to the foundation, and what they stated was they'd like to have the students of our area or our region, particularly Williams County, have a chance to go to our college if they'd like to, help them afford an education. And so they said these monies are for scholarships. And one thing that I wanted to, you know, hopefully educate somebody who doesn't know, there's a feeling out there that, well, the foundation has all kinds of dollars, and that is not inaccurate. We've been very, very fortunate. What sometimes gets misconstrued is what we can use those dollars for, and almost all of our dollars are dedicated towards scholarships. So that's the only thing that we can use them for, and that's based on the donor's wishes, and we always honor the donor's wishes. And so that has allowed our scholarship program to be so wonderful. You know, for us to be able to offer almost every graduate almost in Western North Dakota and Eastern Montana right now a chance to come to our college tuition and fees free is a real selling point for our college. So it's just a wonderful opportunity. So the financial support that we offer the students of Williston State College is predominantly in scholarships. However, we also support the college in other ways that I think get transferred to a student's experience, and maybe not to the student's scholarship bill or to their pocket themselves. But, you know, we're constantly looking to the college to tell us, what do we need to do to get more students here, and what do we need to do to get them a better experience at our college? Because nowadays, kids are going to college for as much as the experience as the education itself. Right. So in their classroom, they're working hard, but they just want to do a lot of fun things outside of the classroom. Right. So we help with student life activities. We help with new programs that come to Williston. You know, healthcare seems to be such a hot topic right now. So we're looking right now at the college of what can we provide in the healthcare field to have students come to our place and get a great education and then get a great job, but keep them here in Williston. Yep. We have a wonderful nursing program right now, but what other things can we provide that would give them that opportunity to come here, get a great education, and get a great job right here in Williston? So those are the things that are, in addition to scholarships, things that we do. New programs, new facilities, new things to make their experience at Williston better and better.
Well, and you talk about that, you know, Eastern or Western North Dakota, Eastern Montana. I think you even get up into Canada a little bit, and I think it encompasses like 53 counties or something. But I mean, phenomenal program, because we always talk about you want to retain your young talent. Mm-hmm. This is a good way to do this. Yep. And you know, I've heard stories out there that, you know, this goes back several years ago through this scholarship program, and I'd have no clue where they're at today, but there was a single mom was in Las Vegas, okay, moved up to Williston, and specifically, you know, one, because the job opportunities, but specifically her son was able to go to high school, graduate, and then go to college because she didn't think he would have that opportunity to go to college. And I just thought that was so great, and I wish I had kept in touch and followed up. I don't know what happened on it, but you know, it's like, how many of those stories maybe are happening out there? And when we look at what you guys are offering, how does that compare? I mean, is there anything like this in the United States?
Well, I can't say that I'm an expert on that topic. I have heard that it is a very, very unique opportunity. I think what makes it really unique in our situation is the expanse of it. Going back to the history of it, most of those donors said, I'm from Williams County. I'd like to support the students of Williams County. And much like the rest of Williston, our foundation's, I guess, strength really exploded when this Bakken boom hit. Right. And with that, we honestly couldn't give out enough scholarships within our immediate area. So we had to petition the court and say, we have this pot of money here. We want to give it away to kids to help them go to school here. Can we expand the region, so to speak. So then it became from Williams County or McKenzie County into 10 counties that surround us. And then even further, it became, can we stretch it a little bit further? So now, like you say, Western North Dakota and Eastern Montana, that's really right now, if you graduate from one of those high schools, you let us know, there's a real good chance we could get you a tuition and fee scholarship to come to our college.
Well, and again, I mean, we talk about region because everything is, you know, we look at everything from a regional perspective here. Yep. You know, I say Williston population is probably about 31,000. But again, the trade area goes out, you know, to up from anywhere from 70 to 120 miles. People will drive to Williston for goods or services. They'll come to Williston to go to college. And you know, so it's a regional aspect. And, you know, so we're dealing with a fairly large population that is much larger than what someone would see on paper.
Correct. You know, so. You know, the 120 miles is a great number. I think I thought the same thing on the drive over here. Almost all of our students, I shouldn't say almost all, but a great majority of them will always and have always come from that 120 mile radius. So for us to be able to expand further than that, I think it gives us a chance to hopefully gain enrollment from outside that 120 mile radius. But for the most part, those are the students that we know are going to likely choose us over another college. It's competitive, and the scholarships have allowed us to be competitive. We're after the same students that every other college in North Dakota is after. And thank goodness we have this scholarship opportunity to help get them to consider us over somebody else.
Well, and we had, you know, I think, you know, we had that discussion, you know, several weeks ago when there's such an issue with workforce. It's not a Williston problem. It's not a state of North Dakota. It's a nationwide problem, the shortage of workforce. And one of the great things is, or one of the biggest things we talked about trying to retain workforce or retain the youth is that's really the low hanging fruit. If there's roots here or in the region, a student is more apt to stay in the area, get a job, you know, set up shop and live in the area. So, I mean, this is one more tool that, you know, we can keep them at home because you're exactly right. I mean, they're being recruited all over the United States because of the challenge with workforce. So this is a helpful thing for us.
Well, to look at an annual from when our college first started, and it is fun to go back, but you looked at an annual back then, and I think you could go through there right now and say that 50% or more of those students that we had in the early 60s, you'd know those names because they've stayed here. Now that's changed a little bit. I'll say that most students that come to our college are still general ed transfer students. They want to come here and then they're going to go to a four-year college. And we always worry that once they go to the four-year college, they're swept away or they fall in love with a different area of the country. But the great chance that we have is to get them here that first and maybe 2 years of college. Because it's amazing how many people, especially if they'll work hard. Williston's just a gold mine. If you want to work hard, you can do anything you want to in Williston. But if we can get them here, they'll likely know somebody, find an employer who'll say, we want you back in Williston. So to get them here is just so crucial. And in this case, if they're within 120 miles, kind of keeping them here.
Yep.
Come here for your first or second year and just get a real nice start to an education. And hopefully don't have to pay much for it. And then if you want to go on, feel so or do so. But we want you to stay here in Williston and encourage anybody that comes to the college. Don't look beyond this college. Enjoy what you have right here. But that's our job, is to make it an enjoyable experience here.
And promote tremendous opportunity in Western North Dakota, because you're exactly right. You come here, you want to work hard, you're going to build a pretty good life for yourself, for your family, if you bring. It's unbelievable. And I go back to I was same thing, you know, born and raised, moved away in the 90s, wasn't a lot of opportunity. In fact, I remember having a conversation with my parents at one point. This was the late 90s when nothing was going on. And I said, you know, I kind of want to move back home. And I remember my parents just going, well, you know, what are you going to do? And now it's like, that's not the case. It's like, well, what do you want to do? You know, with the thousands of jobs that are open, and these are good quality jobs that are open. So it makes it very attractive.
Yeah. So. And I think Williston's changed so much that, you know, when we were here, Sean, in that mid to late 90s.
Now we're aging ourselves here.
So I know. Let's keep it amongst us. But you looked at the community back then, I think there would have been few people who said, I'm not sure what the college is, or I don't know who the Tetons are. Well, now with such an influx of people moving to Williston and having such great success, it's now more important than it's ever been for our college to be involved in the community so that we really educate those that come to our community about, we do have a college. And here's some success stories of people who have came here and what they're doing now. It's one thing to, you know, to think you have a base of customers here. In our case, it's the high school students. But we have a base that not many communities can say. We used to have 10,000 people. Now we have 30,000, and our school district is exploding.
Right.
We have a chance now to capture more students than we have ever had just because they're right here in Williston. But we have to stay in front of people and let them know what we do at the college and the advantages to coming to our college. And undoubtedly, the first thing we'll offer is we can get you a scholarship to help pay for your tuition and fees. So we're very blessed. Our donors have been amazing with what they've been able to provide the foundation. We brag a lot about what we do, but really it's been somebody else that's funneled it through the foundation.
So, you know, in addition to the scholarship opportunities, you know, the foundation does a lot towards, I guess, you know, beautification of the campus. And if you look at the campus, I mean, just a beautiful looking campus now, from the entrance to the things that are in there, you know, things like Clark's Table, which is which was a dedication to Lewis and Clark, I believe. And then the monuments that, you know, look at the heritage of agriculture, oil and gas that are around the campus. You know, how does that play into the foundation and their goals of beautification?
Well, I think it ties in partly on the campus beautification, but we also think of ourselves as what we are, and that's a place of learning, of education, and also cultural enrichment or community enhancement. That project was actually started by President Ray Nadolny, and worked closely with the folks out at Fort Union and Fort Buford to, I guess, bring a piece of history into Williston that was obviously here forever. But the monument that honored Sitting Bull and his surrendering was really the beginning of that project. And it looked so wonderful. It's at the entrance to Stevens Hall, that we thought, this is, you know, this is greater than just one piece. If we can get a mixture of art that is similar to one monument, but make it almost a walking art piece or a walking tour of campus. And we pursued that. And, you know, David Ness is the sculptor behind Clark's Table. And for anybody that hasn't seen it, it's worth a trip. It is, whether you're in Williston or within 120 miles, it is really worth the trip. Dave's an amazing guy. I think of him as a friend, but he's one of the most amazing people I've ever met. But he's an alumni of ours, so he's always had a strong affection for the college. And he actually took a class from Richard Stenberg, who's our kind of nation-renowned history or professor, and he took Lewis and Clark history. And that's all he wanted in exchange for doing a little painting project for us on a gym floor. Well, it spurred Dave to think about, what can I do to commemorate the Lewis and Clark expedition on campus? And up came Clark's Table. And it's amazing because, you know, Davis had such health problems, but he was able to complete this masterfully done piece of art in just an amazing way. So that's the second piece. And then from there, we've added four. And you referenced kind of the ode to our culture or our history. And so the oil driller, which is on campus right now, we've got a veteran salute or honor to the veterans of our area. And then we've got ag and then cattlemen or the ranching industry. So they're spread around campus right now. We're awaiting the Cattleman's Monument right now. That's the only one left. And it's a part of a, I guess, a kind of a cultural history piece to our campus that we want the whole community to enjoy. And we'll be doing a big, big celebration of it once our last monument is in place. But yeah, it's part of what our college is, and that's bringing cultural enrichment to our area and encouraging people to come on up and learn about how Williston developed or how our area of North Dakota developed.
Well, it just adds so much. Just even driving by there, you look at you know, these monuments, but then, you know, also too, I mean, the partnership that was worked to put the Williston Area Recreation Center. I mean, how many colleges have a state of the art recreation center that's, you know, probably $70 million in their backyard? So it's just, you know, it overall plays into this one big picture of, you know, scholarship programs. It's a great place to go to college. You know, you've got activity, you know, the activity level is high, and and you know, as we continue to build, you know, try to continue to recruit workforce and continue to build a future for Williston. And so, talking about the future, you know, I'm going to give you kind of the last word, but we're looking 5 years into the future. Where do you see Williston State College? Where do you see the foundation? What's some of the goals over the next 5 years?
Well, I think it's somewhat business as usual. We'll always be there to support the students. And we also look to the college to tell us what help they need to develop and grow the college. And I think most people think growing a college as facilities. And we have a couple of projects coming up that would expand the campus facility-wise. But just as important, it's what educational opportunities we're providing. and what things the students can come here and enjoy. So that student life experience is always going to be so crucial. Athletics right now is playing a major role in our enrollment, and I think we've just expanded athletics, the clay target shooting program, the women's hockey, and there may be more coming down the pike. But those are, I guess, quality of life pieces to the community, but to our campus, those are students that are active in campus because they're here. They're staying in our dorm. They're buying groceries around town. They're eating at restaurants. They're possibly providing a workforce. So we see the college as educating students, but we also realize that I think we do play a great role in the community. And that's why you mentioned the community partnerships. That's really how we've been built and we will continue to build. We're working with the community right now on a couple of big projects that help the college, but they also help the community. And, you know, we want people to know that our foundation is very, very interested in doing things that are best for the community, not just the college. But ultimately, our goal is to support the college, and we'll always have that mission. And I think in the next 5 years, I don't see anything changing as far as that financial support. It will be there. I think if I could clear up one rumor, it's we do hear once in a while that I think your scholarship program is ending in the next 5 years, or it's you don't have the monies right now to keep this going. And I can very strongly say that's not the case. There is no end in sight. Now, it's so much of it's dependent on our oil economy. Yep. So I'll say if oil goes to $10 a barrel, yes, we might have to scale it back a little bit. But for the immediate future, we see this scholarship program ongoing and will be for a long, long time if things stay fairly stable.
Excellent. So, you know, one thing too is, so if I'm a company, I want to be a part of the foundation. I want to donate to the foundation. How do I do that?
Well, hopefully I'm doing my job and getting out and asking them to do so. But you're right in saying how does somebody do that? I'd say just give us a call. If they would, that'd be great. But it really is our job as a college and as a foundation to be out telling people the opportunities to support the foundation or to support the students or the college itself. So we'd welcome anybody to give us a call, but know that it's our job and we will be getting out and asking people to jump on board with the college. We've got lots to pitch and lots to sell, but that's our job, to get out there and ask people to support the college. And so far, it's done wonderfully over the years, so I don't think I'm going to screw it up too badly. I'll try not to anyway.
Hunter, great to have you on the show today. Yep. Again, Hunter Berg, Executive Director of the Williston State College Foundation. You guys are doing such a great job there, just adding to the quality of life piece to the community of Williston. And you know, so here's to you guys and here's to the future of Williston.
Well, thanks a million for having me, Sean.
And also, thanks for listening to today's episode of the Williston Works Podcast. It's brought to you by the City of Williston. Please like and subscribe for more interviews and content. And to learn more about Williston, North Dakota, visit cityofwilliston.com. I'm Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office. We'll see you on the next Williston Works Podcast.